guys. Today.
1-2, 1-2. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can leave the fan on. It doesn't really matter because this is kind of like a test. This is a test. Wow, you hear it that loud on the headphones and everything. This is the future, baby. Podcasting, Cyber Mixtape Show. I told you, we're going to keep hitting you. By the time we're done, you'll be like, yo, this guy never stops. He never goes to sleep. Podcast every single second. Cyber Mixtape.
Cyber Mixtape.
I got Ja Voice with me right now. Ja Voice, say hello, baby.
What's happening? Hello, hello, hello. What's happening?
Yeah. And we're just basically testing out the system here. Hope you're enjoying the sounds. This is the world-famous Cyber Mixtape. This one is being put together on Audacity, and this is how it goes down. It is a test, it is a recording, but it's still funky. Download it, share it, holla at your boy Q-Rock 639. Cyber Mixtape, we'll be back.
Man, I bust the sky. Tuna gang and tuna real. We meditation, it's so high. Man,
dash at the gravel, the dirty at the dry. Oh, hoy, them no say no wings, but man a fly. Babylon is spirit, them no know what life is worth. Oh, hoy, tell them stop polluting, man a hurt. Man a make a shot, no open standards, I'll be right, them shoot up, no. He said, man, yes, man a God.
Agent Toss, Agent Love, Agent Hearts, Agent Soul, Agent Sons, Agent People. Agent Toss, Agent Love, Agent Hearts, Agent Soul, Agent Hopes, Agent People.
Loving that.
It is a Sire mixtape.
With some news.
Some headlines.
MSNBC.
What's going on with
the Lakers?
The Lakers.
Lakers are 1-1 right about now. That Boston, that game last night was crazy. I mean, Ray Allen doing it, killing them. LA got 3 games on the road, man. Jeez. Hold it tight. Everybody know how I feel. I'm not even going to go into my whole Lakers speech, but I am feeling a little.
I am
feeling a little LA love.
You do?
In this final series right now. I'd rather see it come to LA than over there.
Yeah, I guess so. Even though I'm loving the Celtics, but you know.
Shouts out to everybody out there. Hold it down. Appreciate all the comments I get on the Facebook page, the LA Lakers, can of whoop ass pictures and all of that from all of our friends. Peace, Maggie, the Cash Show. See you out there. We're gonna have to have a finals party somewhere. We'll figure that out. But yeah. Yeah, and real quick, some of the headlines running down. With some Laker info, man. Oh my God! Hold on, I got one for you. First of all, just a real quick off of LA Times. LA Times saying is eerily familiar with the Lakers. Their 103-94 loss to the Celtics brings back memories of 1984. Damn, LA Times had to go back to 1984, y'all, when they followed up a Game 1 win with a blown opportunity in Game 2. They asked the question after that. They say, anyone know what Doc Rivers' record is in playoff series that are tied 1-1? Interesting question. We'll have to get to that. But the quote of the day is coming from Boston. The quote of the day is Paul Pierce saying he is not coming back to LA. Paul Pierce to Los Angeles Laker fans, we ain't coming back to LA. They don't plan on coming back. They're not even worried. That's crazy. That's, you can find that at ESPN.com. What else? Series gets serious as Lakers prepare for Game 3. That's also coming from LA Times in their sports section. Yeah, let's see what happens coming up in this next game, man. Game 3 is going to be a killer. Celtics backup guard Nate Robinson is ready for action and delivers. Man, that's coming from, that's another ESPN story byline. Again, it's all coming from the trusty Google Reader. Here's a story from LA Times. Lakers need Lamar Odom to be a stand-up guy during games, not just after them. Odom often frustrates Laker fans by not showing enough heart on the court. He always owns up to his poor performances, but that doesn't make his frequent pests passivity any less maddening. The 16-4 has a good heart that makes him one of the most likable athletes. Yada yada yada. That's coming from the LA Times sports section as well. Man, they going in. That's a new one too. That just hit the wire. 9:49. Lakers need Odom to be a stand-up guy during the games, not just after. Hey, they said it, and I mean, I'm not gonna hate that hard. We'll see y'all at Game 3. Lakers.
Break down, break down, break down.
It's not said can lead to a bad situation. It could've all been fixed, but now we just waiting. We could've all been cool with just a conversation. Just a conversation, but now we having a breakdown. Yeah, in communication. What's not said can lead to a bad situation. It could've all been fixed, but now we just waiting. We could've all been cool with just a conversation. Just a conversation, but now we having a breakdown. Have you ever not told somebody something you should've said? You ain't wanna argue or know what was in their head. Put you to the side, don't resolve them issues. No news is good news until it just you can't take it, can't look at them, can't hang, can't fake it. True steady staring you down, you can't face it. This your own medicine, you can't taste it. Laced it, poison the whole relationship. Man, you know what you did in 99, back when we was just kids. And you fronted me off in front of that chin, but I played it off and gave it a grin. 2002, you did it again when I was hollering to Tasha. And you used to push a Saturn. I pulled up to the party, you was pointing laughing. Cock blocking, showing off the Chevy and bragging. At what point in time can we call it a pattern? Cause just the other day you let the same thing happen. Captain, I don't wanna go and expose this. Plus I ain't the type to keep bringing up old shit. But I don't wanna smell shit and call it roses. I'm just trying to go on and close this chapter. He looked at me, said let me say something. Up to now you ain't said nothing. Yeah, in communication. What's not said can lead to a bad situation. It could've all been fixed, but now we just waiting. We could've all been cool with just a conversation. Just a conversation, but now we having a yeah, in communication. What's not said can lead to a bad situation. It could've all been fixed, but now we just waiting. We could've all been cool with just a conversation. Just a conversation, but now we having a can't talk to a person, don't get involved with a person that'll attack you. Both of y'all'll end up on Judge Matthews, arguing about phone bills and rent this past due. Used to be your best friend, now you just that dude. I used to be that dude. If you owe me money, why I got to ask you? When I bash you, call your cell phone and you put me to the voicemail. Oh, I harass you? Yeah, in communication. But I'ma say something now because it's escalating. And I don't wanna holler, but I feel like Will Smith in Pursuit. Look, I'ma need that $9 regardless of all this nonsense. Don't say you will if you can't keep a promise. Be honest, at least be honest. Cause if it wasn't me, you'd be floating in a pond, bitch. Wait, let me just calm down, relax, get myself together before you make me. Yeah, in communication. What's not said can lead to a bad situation. It could've all been fixed, but now we just waiting. We could've all been cool with just a conversation. Just a conversation, but now we having a yeah, in communication. What's not said can lead to a bad situation. It could've all been fixed, but now we just waiting. We could've all been cool with just a conversation. Just a conversation, but now we having a
breakdown. I grabbed that off of twodopeboys.com, one of my favorite hip-hop sites. Make sure you check them out. I don't want it to sound like I'm just like straight stealing other websites' leaks. Yeah, new Rhyme Fest. You can hear the cat meowing like crazy in the back. He's mad because I haven't gotten him anything to eat yet, so I'm gonna have to handle that in a second. But this is the Randomly Random Podcast, and that was a randomly random fact from the studios of LQ the Great. Jaw voice over in the side doing floor exercises. Scream at your boy.
You're fine.
Yeah. Randomly Random, ladies and gentlemen, this is a test of your podcasting capabilities. We are recording live on Audacity in the comfy confines of our little compound deep in Sherman Oaks, California. Hey, yeah. You know what? So let me run down the line here real quick. This is going to be a quick one. This podcast is going to be under a half hour. I'll try to keep it like that. I'm going to open up the email account in just a second and let you see some of the stuff I have to deal with. I'm joking. I love all the PR people that send me emails and MP3s daily. Love y'all. We're going to start playing some right now. I heard a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it goes. Compilation featuring UK DJ producer Harvey. Compilation Cheap Thrills Volume 1 compiles the best tracks that come off of Harvey's UK label Cheap Thrills, with hits like Fake Bloods, Mars, Kissy Sellouts, Ridiculous, His Majesty Andre, and the Bloody Beat Woodsworth, just to name a few. This track is crazy. This isn't Family Guy, but it's a family show. I'm talking about Feel It. World famous hard mixtape show, Randomly Random. Oh, Watch out. Nookies is on the podcast. Watch out. All right, then. How you like me now? How you like me now? Sorry, mixtape show. We're bugging out, and we're playing some new music for you right now. I like this song a lot. I support the song and everything it's about. Check this out, party people. Electric Black.
Song is Top Kill.
by Electric Black. For more information on this group, you can go to bpyourheartisblack.com. So I make safe show randomly,
random.
Yeah.
On the road to Zion.
We went to see Damian Marley and Nas.
Yeah.
Got to keep on walking on the road to Zion.
Sing that song.
You know, song is hot. I posted on Facebook, and we saw that. Actually, funny enough, check this out. Ladies and gentlemen
of the court.
We saw that show a year ago at Rock the Bells or Pay Dues or one of those, right?
Right.
When they first tried to come out with this album, and apparently the record label didn't want to take it out, so nobody kind of heard of it, but they didn't. And then, you know, a year after that, we're going to the reggae festival at the UCLA.
And lo and behold.
And sure enough, we're watching the same show.
Now see, she's trying to butter it all up because it's a podcast that's going across the internet and possible millions of, you know, people can hear it. But the truth of the matter is, I told her before we even went to the show, like, we already saw that show, but she didn't want to believe me. But we still,
I know.
But it was a good day. We had fun. Shouts out to Manoli and Roger and Caillou and everybody that we bumped into out there. Saba. The crazy Nigerian. Saba.
He's not Nigerian.
No,
he's from Uganda.
He has a name he calls himself. Peace to Saba. The Ugandan, the crazy Ugandan.
Not even a joke, he's
gonna hurt. No.
No.
I will cut that part out.
How you said I would cut that part out?
You dig? It's the Randomly Random Podcast.
Love that name. That's hot. We should do a lot more Randomly Random podcasts. I can't even speak English. Look at me. Wow. Trying to show off and shit.
Watch out. Excuse me. I'm about to cut that part out too, I guess.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. So basically, I'm trying to set an example for the kids out there. We're bringing podcasting to the masses, hopefully this summer and throughout the fall years. We come back into school, already getting you guys ready for school. You're not even out of school yet, and I'm already getting lesson plans set up for you for when you come back.
On the road to Zion, man.
Hope you like it. It's real easy. You love it. Right about now, how about this? I'm going to play a couple songs for you, some stuff I have floating around in my email inboxes. Shouts out to all the PR people who flood my email inboxes daily and have my status like 4,000 unread emails. I appreciate it. I do get to them sooner or later, strangely enough. We'll be back. Randomly Random. Peace.
I got my dreams.
I got my dreams, I got my drum. Yo, this girl is so good, she should be in a mag. But once you get to know her, she's really such a drag. I would be so glad if she wasn't such a nag. I haven't even traveled, she give me jet lag. The point is, I'm really into women a lot. Especially the ones that look sucker than hot. They look at me like a young bachelor Barack. I must have dated every girl down in my block. I used to be young and animated, always going round, never dedicated. But now these conditions I've stipulated, like my mind got to be stimulated, then my body has to be integrated. Surprise me before I anticipated. You could be the hottest woman he created. Just know I'm never intimidated. I heard my time is gonna come. I got my dreams, I got my drum. I got my dreams, I got my drum. I got my dreams, I got my drum. I heard my time is gonna come. I got my dreams, I got my drum. I got my dreams, I got my drum. I got my dreams, I got my drum. I got my dreams, I got my drum.
I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. I still have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. I still have a dream.
Yeah, that's K9. Got my dreams off the Messenger's mixtape. Shouts out to J Period. Yeah, and that's it. We're wrapping it up. The world famous cyber mixtape, randomly random edition. Ja Voice, if you're still awake over there in the corner, you wanna yell goodbye to the party people.
Man, I'm dancing.
Dancing. Yeah, we hope you were dancing out there wherever you are. I hope you enjoyed it. June edition, Cyber Mixtape. We're coming back with a lot more this summer, so stay tuned. If you want to do a podcast like this, let us know. Hit us up an email, leave a comment wherever you see this posted. Get back to us. We'll be back in about, give us 24 to 48 hours. Cyber Mixtape. Deal.